It's all over but the aching. For this year anyway. The 2023 Tournoi des Anciens for École Secondaire Catholique Thériault graduates wrapped up another successful 3 days of fun and memories on and off the ice. Under the guidance of tournament organizers, the event was fluid and glitch-free. For me, it's a chance to catch up with old teammates, players and parents. My first year coaching AAA involved having Jean Street Jean as one of our players. Jean, of course, would become the driving force behind this tournament and we both get the chance to reminisce about that year and the alumni tournament. The Steve Sullivan division was won by the 2011 team, 6-5 in overtime over the 07-08 team. Joel Ollery, Jason Legault, and Jonathan Levesque all had singles for the 2011 club, with Eric Robichaud adding 3, including the OT winner. Bruno Colantonio and Justin Goulet each had a pair of goals while Eric Carrier chipped in a single for 07-08. The Kenroy division saw the 1999 year win the division with a 6-1 victory over 2002-06. Eric Paquette, Derek Martin, André Robichaud, Pat Elliott, Michel Dion and Sean Gagnon all scored once for 99, while David Tambo replied for 02-06. The Ron Savard division featured a win for the 1991-94-97th of a year club, who defeated the 77-82-83rds, 84-85ths, 86-95ths team 4-0. Martin Nadeau had a pair of goals with Al Kaya and Sean Regan scoring one apiece. In the Les Flammes division, the 2020 team were first-time winners with a 3-1 win over 2017. Carson Brunette scored 2 and Brady Jordan had one for the 2020 group, while Cohen Cachain had the marker for 2017. Some firsts occurred at this year's tournament. There were 338 players registered, which is an all-time high. There were 38 women who participated on 3 women's teams that played against each other. There was also one more division than last year for a total of 4 men's divisions. There were a total of 55 games played over the 3 days. Whether you went to Thériault or didn't, like me, it is an important annual event for everyone. It's free to get in, you will certainly meet old friends and make some new ones, enjoy the company of very good people, and have an all-around good time. As always, good job Jean and crew. Oh yeah. There was another tournament this past week. The World Juniors. Yes, Canada has been eliminated, but the other teams keep playing. No really. Can we keep the, what happened, we just weren't good enough, there needs to be changes to a minimum. What happened is a very good Canadian team got beat by another very good team in a one-game knockout. It really is that simple. There were circumstances that led to the loss but that's part of the games. For some who are bemoaning Canada's demise, try this refresher. 3 of the last 4 gold medalists? Canada. And the one that got away? Silver. Since 2005, Canada 10 gold, 4 silver, 1 bronze. US 5 gold, 1 silver, 5 bronze. Sweden 1 gold, 5 silver, 3 bronze. Finland 3 gold, 1 silver, 2 bronze. Russia, who cares? Relax. We are in next year's tourney. It was cool how they kept referencing the 1995 World Junior team because of Jorian Donovan's participation this year. Jorian's dad, Sheen, a Timmins native, was on that 1995 gold medal team. Of note, Timmins native Larry Corville was also on that 95 team where he had 5 points in 7 games. This was the last year of the round-robin format where the team with the best record won gold. In 1996, the playoff format was introduced. A former Timmins Golden Bear was also on the club in goaltender Dan Cloutier from the Sioux. Canada would go undefeated in the tournament, with a team many pundits to this day consider one of our strongest ever. The 95 win came in the midst of a strong run of golds for Canada in 90, 91, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97. It was a strong start to the initial Professional Women's Hockey League, PWHL, season. Lots of promotion, good crowds and strong network TV coverage bodes well for this long-overdue women's professional league. A sad note to pass your way. Over the holidays, Ken Miller, who many of us knew through his officiating on the ice and leadership off the ice, passed away in North Bay. Ken was a true pro and a gentleman who had a long and well-respected career. A full story appears on Timmins Today about Ken. See, respected cop, sportsman Ken Miller dies. My most sincere condolences to Ken's family and friends at this time. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.